This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. French President Emmanuel Macron Thursday tested positive for COVID-19, the presidency said, sending at least two fellow leaders as well as other top French officials into self-isolation. Macron is one of several world leaders who have contracted COVID-19, including British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and U.S. President Donald Trump. Macron's office said he was tested after the onset of the first symptoms and will self-isolate for 7 days and continue to work and carry out his activities remotely. The results come at a tricky time for Macron as he seeks to handle the pandemic crisis in his own country while keeping a close eye on talks for a Brexit trade deal and a host of other international issues. Macron had attended an EU summit in Brussels last week and also on Monday was present at a conference in Paris organized by the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. The president of the European Council, Charles Michel, was also present in Paris for that meeting, and he's entered into self-isolation, his spokesman said. Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez was also there, and he's going into quarantine too, his office said. As a result of the diagnosis, a trip next week by Macron to Lebanon, where the president had been pressing for far-reaching political change after the giant Beirut port explosion in August. That trip's been canceled, his office said. France earlier this week eased restrictions imposed to battle the second wave of the coronavirus, but infection rates remain high. There's still a nationwide overnight curfew from 8 p.m. to halt the spread of the virus, while restaurants and cafes, as well as theaters and cinemas, remain closed. Over 59,300 people have died in France of the coronavirus since the start of the pandemic, according to official figures. Like other EU states, France is pinning its hope on a vaccine. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization said Thursday China would welcome an international team of experts in early January as part of an investigation into the origin of the coronavirus. The search for the source of the new coronavirus has sparked claims of cover-ups and fueled political tensions. Most researchers think the virus originated in animals in China, probably bats, and the WHO has put together a 10-person team to examine the science. U.S. lawmakers are nearing agreement on an almost $750 billion aid deal addressing the economic impact of the coronavirus. The aid package is based on a $908 billion proposal unveiled by a bipartisan group of senators on Monday and will likely set aside the two major points of contention between the parties: business liability protections, and state and local aid. President-elect Joe Biden has said that even if lawmakers reach agreement on aid this month, a subsequent round almost certainly will need to be negotiated when the new Congress is sworn in early next year. The White House said Tuesday President Donald Trump would wait to see the specifics of the deal before signing off on it. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden and Vice President Mike Pence are set to get the COVID-19 vaccine. The White House says Pence will get his shot on Friday. There was no immediate word on when or if President Donald Trump will get the vaccine. President-elect Joe Biden will be vaccinated sometime next week, according to his transition team. Meantime, the approval process of the Moderna vaccine is now in the hands of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration's Advisory Committee, which meets Thursday. If the committee gives its approval, the FDA would grant the vaccine an emergency use authorization. The FDA also granted emergency approval of an over-the-counter COVID-19 test developed by an Australian-based healthcare technology company. The self-administered home kit returns test results within 15 to 20 minutes through a smartphone application. The U.S. government confirmed on Wednesday that a recent hacking campaign affected its networks and said the attack was significant and ongoing. Hackers believed to be working for Russia have reportedly been monitoring internal email traffic at the U.S. Treasury and Commerce Departments. A joint statement issued by the FBI, the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, and the Office of the Director of National Security Intelligence said the FBI is investigating and gathering intelligence in order to attribute, pursue, and disrupt the responsible threat actors. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.